This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I guess so. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How about some tickets for Disneyland? What do you say? Should we do it?
Yeah, sounds great.
It's your chance right now to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Just text the word Toontown. T-O-O-N-T-O-W-N. Toontown. It's not, you know, it's like it's a Disney word. Toontown. All one word. T-O-O-N-T-O-W-N. Toontown. Text that to our contest line 20357. It's only 5 numbers. Text Toontown to 20357. You'll be qualified for the tickets and in the running for the grand prize vacation, including 4 3-day, 1 park per day tickets and a 2-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. Text Toontown to our contest line 20357 and you'll be entered to win. This hour's code word is Toontown. Another chance coming up at 12:05, and Jane's got 4 chances during her show, starting at 3 from, you know, on the hour 3, 4, 5, and 6 at 05.
Jane's got a great show in the afternoon. Check her out.
Right. You were already going to listen to Jane. So keep it here. Rip the knob off. Well, we know who had a baby with Dave Grohl now. So that's good.
Is it good?
Yes, I've been waiting for this, I guess. I don't know if it's good or not. Dave Grohl's baby mama, her name is Jennifer Young. She's a horror movie producer who once worked as a PA to Justin Theroux. They say that they may have met. You know how the Foo Fighters did like a horror movie? It was like The Haunting of Studio Z. The name of it's in this story someplace. But
I didn't know that. But I do know he's done a few things, including that, like, he got the mixing board from someplace.
Yeah.
And they made a movie about what? Something to do with that.
I think that is the movie. It's
okay.
A horror movie about that. Hold on. Let me see if I can find this damn name of this. You might actually have an easier time finding it for me. It wasn't that long ago. Was it? I don't know. Maybe. Oh, there it is. Studio 666.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It is possible that is where Dave Grohl met this woman. Apparently, she loves horror movies. She and her mom, I guess her mom was 15 years old when she had her. And kept her. And so my very close girlfriend of mine, her daughter, she's about 50 and her daughter's 35. Like, they're contemporaries. I mean, they're just great friends. And it's just, it's hard to be a 15-year-old mom. But
yeah.
Man, do you, you know, you're 35 and your kids, you're 36 and your daughter's drinking age. Out you go. There you go, Finn.
Well, you're really selling it.
Let me see what other info I've got about this lady. Jennifer Young confirmed, I guess to the New York Post, that she's the mother of Dave Grohl's 4th child, She has a master's degree from the producers program at UCLA, worked as an on-set assistant to Justin Theroux, has worked on horror flicks with industry icons, Sam Raimi, Jason Blum. I don't know Jason Blum, but Sam Raimi I've heard of. She's written co-wrote a graphic novel called Cannibal, described as an anti-apocalypse story with a cannibal virus. Sounds pretty good. I guess as soon as her name came out, everyone started Googling her.
You know, I did. I saw over vacation, I was pretty busy, but I did see that article or one of the blurbs that said, you know, Dave Grohl's baby mama's name. We finally know who she is. They made her out in the story I saw very much like a groupie.
Oh.
So what you're telling me now is actually kind of better in that she's someone who he met through work and it didn't seem like he just knocked up some chick backstage while he was on tour.
Well, I'm sure the wife would still be like, that's pretty random.
No, just it's random and I'm not, but I thought as far as, you know, having someone now in your life permanently.
Yes.
At least it sounds more like he chose to be friendly with her.
Yeah.
And not than just your, you'll do.
Fell. Right.
Let's go in the closet.
She, well, and there's a lot of info here. Nothing about the closet. I don't know about that part. They just went in.
You know, the broom closet.
I'm aware that you woke up in a broom closet, Vinny. I know about that.
That did happen, but I'm not saying it because of that. I'm just saying, you know.
No, but I totally understand what you're getting at.
All right.
Right. They say she's an extrovert, very sweet. I see a lot of pictures of her here with her mother, who's only her mother, who could be her sister. So she's 38. Like, can you even tell which of these girls is the one that got knocked up? That's the mom and the daughter.
Yeah, that's the daughter right there.
Yeah. Not that easy. Not that easy. Wait a minute. Look at this one. Look at this picture. I was like, I have no idea who's the mother and who's the daughter.
The one with the braces is the daughter, you liar.
People get braces when they're older sometimes.
Oh, get out of here.
It's true. Sometimes it happens. What were we going to say, Maddie?
I was agreeing with Vinny that it was pretty obvious.
I don't know. They both look so young.
Anyway.
So the baby is, I guess the baby was born when? August? So it's like a 6 month old.
I don't know how much time has passed. It'd be hard to, like, let's play a game. I have no idea.
Yeah. I think it was August. And because I think in September is when he said, I've got a kid that I'm going to raise with love.
I feel like he handled it as best he could. He came right out, put a statement out there, and has disappeared since. And I even think,
yeah,
it's kind of smart that he played. He's come out, but he came out as the drummer in Nirvana and not the lead man of the Foo Fighters.
Right. Grohl is still married. They have reportedly struggled, surprise, since the news of the affair. And then it goes on to talk more about this person. Look, if you want to do a deep dive, have at it. They're saying here... She's a motivated, hardworking person. Her ultimate goal was to write and direct and make movies. And they may or may, I don't have a whole lot of information on this, but it sounds like they may have met. She might have been working on that Studio 666 movie that they did 2 years ago.
Okay.
Which the timeline would kind of fit with that. And he's a serial, I can't call him a monogamist, but he's a guy who doesn't just, like, there's a few people who are like, yeah, I was with him for a long time, and he was also with this other person at the same time for a long time. Like, he's kind of he can compartmentalize and love more than one person at the same time, long term. So who knows what their relationship was?
Well, I know what it is now.
Yep. It's kind of a support situation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Well, it's not. He's got that Nirvana money, not to mention long Foo Fighter money. So,
oh yeah,
this will just be one of those payments that he doesn't even notice.
The baby in these pictures, it wants for nothing. It's in a very nice carry thing, and it has like a helmet on. You know how babies wear helmets all the time now? This baby helmet has Metallica things, all like logos all over.
Don't they do that when the kid's head is misshapen?
They do. I believe that that's like a way to kind of fit it, get it. Let's get this thing round.
Yeah.
Let's get the flat spot off. I'm not positive, though. I don't really know. My kids both have flat heads. I guess I could have done that.
How do you know your kids both have flat heads?
Well, I can see their heads. I mean, they don't.
How flat are we talking? I could rest a coffee cup on it.
No, it's usually like the back of the head or the side of the head gets flattened out. I don't know. I was just kidding. I was trying to, you know, be sympathetic with people who have flat-headed kids. I have no idea.
Poor flat-headed.
Well, it is squashy.
Yeah. Right, very soft. Right.
So they'll not the head. I mean, the way out is squashy. There's, you know.
Oh, no, but sometimes they'll lay in the crib on the same way, and then it flat, like part of them flattens, like their face is looking up.
Oh, that is how. I thought it was just on the exit.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, sometimes on the exit, too. And sometimes they might forcep you out of there or something. You get like a dent. You know, lots of stuff can go wrong. Or right. It's totally fine. No one's judging you for your flat head.
Yeah, you are. A little bit.
A little bit.
Poor flat-headed kids.
I know. You know, they don't get a lot of attention, though. It's like their day to get talked about today.
Come here, kid. Kneel down. I need some place to put my coffee.
But put your head sideways to the flat side.
Come on.
Lean to the side.
Drake is in the news. Drake. Listen, even though I don't love Drake, I do feel like, man, Kendrick really got him. So here we go. Drake. Don't feel too bad for Drake. Party Next Door, which is all one word in all caps, and Drake...
Party Next Door is a dude.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it does seem. I don't know. You're looking at me like I would know, but yeah, I know it's just one guy. Yeah. The Party Next Door is one
party
dude.
Next Door. That's his name.
I'm sorry. You're telling me the story.
Yeah, but I don't know this guy. I've told you a million times. I don't know what I'm talking about ever. Should not be surprising. Party Next Door, who apparently is one dude throwing a party next door.
Okay.
And Drake have a song out called Some Sexy Songs for You. This is an album, a collaborative album, Drake and Party Next Door. The Some Sexy Songs, all dollar signs, then the number four, then you. So it's like... $$$$ for you. Some Sexy Songs for You. It apparently has debuted at the top of the charts. It is currently sitting at number one on the Billboard album chart.
Oh, look, Maddie's showing us Party Next Door.
Oh.
He seems like a nice man.
He's also Canadian as well.
He actually doesn't look all that happy. Like, I mean, I feel like if you're going to name yourself Party Next Door, like, cheer up, dude.
Oh.
I don't know. He's like kind of emo looking. Yeah. Anyway, congratulations to Drake. It's the first number one album for Party Next Door. And his fourth top 10 charting album, Party Next Door. Never heard of Party Next Door. It's the 14th number one for Drake among 17 top 10s. Can you believe it?
No.
Drake now ties Jay-Z and Taylor Swift for the most number one albums among solo acts in the nearly 69-year history of the Billboard album chart. Only the Beatles with 19 number ones have more. And so, but they're a group. This is for, you know, solo acts. So congratulations. And in case you know, right when we walked out of the building on Thursday, I go home, I grab all my stuff, we throw it all in the car. It's starting to storm. It's going to be the storm of the century. Blah, blah, blah. We're on our way in. My phone starts blowing up. I'm like, oh my God, Kanye. I was like, of course, Kanye and Bianca break up when we're not going to be on the air on Friday. Mm. How dare you break up? Well, I'm not there to report on it. Of all the things I'm not going to read and just say, that would have been a good one. Party Next Door. So it turns out they're not getting a divorce.
Wait, what?
No, they're not getting a divorce. I know. So when it all happened, Kanye's rep goes, yeah, that's not true. And they actually they're about to enjoy Valentine's Day together. So... TMZ said they split up, that they both reached out to divorce lawyers. Kanye's rep is denying it, saying, Yay and Bianca are in LA. They're going to have Valentine's together. Announcements about their private life will come from them directly, not unsourced rumors from the tabloid press. Is this the fifth or is it the sixth time the press has wrongly reported that Ye and Bianca are separating? I've lost track. Very snarky. So it turns out they are still together. In fact, she may or may not have gone to their movie premiere. There's a movie that's called maybe Bianca. I'm not Bianca equals /M. I think this might be the name of the movie. This is basically a movie where she's naked and showing everything all the time, all different positions. It's a full-on movie that they did.
You're talking about Spread Eagle. Everything.
Even just this one shot. Come and look at this. This is the movie poster, and it's blurred because it's on TMZ. So I don't even know what to tell you about like what's happening here.
Oh, I love that view.
It's a good view. It's the diamond shot.
It's my favorite view.
It
yes.
is. It's the diamond shot, but it's her in different wigs. And then he allegedly brings her to this thing wearing the most clothes she's ever worn. In fact, she's draped. She looks like she's in a nun's habit without the face cut out. And so people are like, was that even her? Could they actually be? Could he have just brought someone the same height with him to this movie premiere? One guy does say, oh, I didn't have my camera going, but I did see her face and it is her. So they say, this is TMZ's headline. Bianca covers up a movie premiere amid looming divorce. Everyone was told it was her. This was this past, this might be this past Saturday night. Let me see. Yeah, February 23rd. So this was over the weekend, not last week. I'm getting my weekends mixed up. A yay and a shrouded woman, head-to-toe outfit, stepped out. This was in a Koreatown warehouse. Let's see. Film starring Bianca and produced by Kanye. I'm looking at stills from this movie, and it's just Bianca in various states of fully exposed undress. In one scene, she's completely bare, button boobs, rolling around on the floor in a blonde wig. In another scene, she's wearing skin-tight lingerie, doing weird poses all over the floor, showing off all different angles. In another, she takes a pair of scissors to her wig, starts cutting her hair. Anyway, seems like a good movie and everything.
Hmm.
But that's, I don't know if that means they're not divorcing. Or maybe she was like, well, let's see if the movie's a success.
Well, it does feel like now maybe that all of that was to promote some, like, you know, these people don't care.
No.
That was the whole getting an Australian kiss on a boat in front of some dude, in front of all the cameras. Like,
and the boat taxi driver.
That's what I meant. The guy in, like, it just seems
and
like.
And everyone who's like, oh, that's Kanye. Oh, there goes his wife's head. It's just like, is she going to lay on the floor of the boat? What's going on here? Let's take more pictures.
In the end, it got them the attention they needed. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so, right? All publicity is good publicity. All right, Ben, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, hold on.
Sorry, didn't mean to surprise you.
You did.
Sorry, should there be a hand signal like 5 minutes out or something?
Gambling addict.
Oh, well,
makes
no.
The news, language, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's amazing. All the information on everything we talked about today on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tickets to the Disneyland Resort. All this week, listen for the code words at 9.05 a.m., 12.05 p.m., 3.05, 4.05, 5.05, and 6.05. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357, 20357, and enter for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, plus qualify for the grand prize vacation, including 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and 2-night hotel stay at Disneyland Resort Hotel. That's the big one right there.
It is. It's huge.
So, please.
Please do. Yes.
Listen at those designated times and enter.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what's happening. So we've got clouds today and highs in the 60s. Shouldn't be rainy. A gambling addict. Now this is, I have my problems, but I've never been one to throw money away.
Yeah.
I'm just not into it. I've gone to the horse track. And I've read the racing form and gone, I like the gray one.
Yeah.
Like, that's as good as it gets.
Right.
Or I think I recognize this jockey.
Oh.
And he's pretty good, so I'll go with Pink K.
Oh.
Or Dalhousie.
Oh.
You don't know any of those names, huh?
I do not.
They're the ones. Well, they're probably not the ones anymore because that would have been back when I was a teenager. Mm. 1920, something like that. Anyway. I know you, on the other hand, need to be kept from the ATM machine.
That is true.
On your trips to Vegas or Tahoe. Like, John keeps an eye on you.
Well, I mean, we don't want to lose the house, Vin.
Right.
Yes.
So, you know, everyone's, you gambler, you big into that?
I like to gamble, but I'm big on like slot machines and, you know, just like three card poker, nothing.
Oh, three cards. Great.
Yeah.
Oh, see that? She loves it.
I do. I love it. Yeah, so I make all the side bets. I'm telling you, I hit a straight flush with $40 on everything. It was like crazy thousands of dollars. I was like, this is the best thing that's ever happened.
And did you flip the table over and
start yelling,
pour drinks in your own face?
Like, right, exactly. Woo! No, I can't even remember. Like, I can't even remember how much I won. It's just like so much money. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I feel like I was with you when you did that. I feel like that might have been one of our trips because I remember you won. Like, I remember three card and you winning a lot.
There was, were you back when I turned 40? Or was I with you? Because it happened when I turned 40.
I don't remember. I wouldn't remember.
And I think you might have been with me.
I think I was.
It was some crazy night.
Hey, good job. Did you waste it all, though?
Probably.
Yeah.
A gambler may know the saying, don't make bets in a burning house. You know that saying?
No.
Oh, I don't know
never
it either.
Never heard of it.
Meaning, don't double down on a losing hand.
Oh. Well, why would you?
I don't know, because you're a gambling addict and you're chasing that,
double
that
down,
drip.
Split up those aces and eights.
A 46-year-old man won a $57,000 jackpot at a Pennsylvania casino earlier this month.
Oh.
Which is a good payout.
Sure. 50 grand? Yes, please.
The guy's not going to get any of it.
Oh, no. Why? What did he do?
Because he's a gambling addict and had designated himself at this casino as on an exclusion list.
What does that mean?
Pennsylvania has a self-exclusion list, as in it would almost be like telling the bar that you usually go to, never serve me again.
But I'm still going to come in here and sit here and drink drinks, though. That's what it'd be like. He was allowed to play. He played. Oh,
so
he sat down at a table. They don't know. You're okay, fine. You're on a self-exclusionary list. That works out for the casinos only.
Right. Pennsylvania has a self-exclusion list which allows people with a gambling problem to block themselves from betting. They can voluntarily ban themselves from casinos, online gaming, and even fantasy sports. You can exclude yourself for different amounts of time. So you could say, I can't be here for a month, or I can't be here for a year, or forever. And this guy had banned, self-excluded himself for life.
Oh, my God. And then he won a jackpot.
And then he went back in there like a stupid, dumb, like just like we do, just like addicts do. I know better. I'm not supposed to. I've banned myself for life. But here I am anyway. So, and the worst part of this is they took his money.
Of course.
But
they're not checking names at the door. They're not checking your name. They don't care. Sit down at any machine you want to. We would love to have your money. Oh, you just want a big one? Let's take a look through this list here. Oh, there you are. Sorry, bud.
He was denied his $57,000 jackpot, and he was also cited for trespassing.
Oh, because he's self-excluded. Wow. That is a dumb rule that is meaningless. It doesn't help anyone. Except the casinos. The casinos are like, yes, gung-ho. This guy just won a huge, let's just check on that list.
Burned himself.
You do it, you booing yourself.
He walked
you
in
are booing
and
yourself.
Spent his money only to have self-excluded his own win. You stupid, dumb, dumb, dummy head.
Dumb, dummy head.
Take yourself off the list going forward because it's not helping you.
Well, if you've banned yourself for life, can you walk that back?
Sure.
Oh.
Well, I mean, why would the casino say no? Oh, you want to keep coming in here? They're going to win in the long run. You know it. That's
well,
why these,
are.
I mean, that's what they do. That's their thing. long game is we will get your money and win.
The odds are in the house's favor.
Sarah, let's play a game. How many languages are spoken worldwide?
I will say, how many languages are spoken worldwide? I'll say 300.
Maddie?
I'll say 3,000.
Over 7,000 languages are spoken around the world.
Incredible.
7,164 to be exact.
That's like so many per, there's only a couple hundred countries. Like it's, I guess every small tribe must have their own language with its own name.
Well, they say, for example, let's see if I can make another game. So Babel looked at how many native speakers there are for each language. So just people from places where it's the official language. Can you guess the number one language where with the most people?
Worldwide.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess English.
In a way, you're right, but in a way, you're wrong. So they say Chinese is number one.
Mm.
1.3 billion native speakers. So that's a native.
Oh, okay. I missed the native part. I guess by just by the population of China alone, they would have a speed, right? Okay.
And they also say, just saying Chinese lumps a bunch of different dialects together.
Right.
There's 900 million people who speak Mandarin, but there's other dialects. To put them all under the Chinese headline, 1.3 billion native speakers.
Okay.
Spanish, 486 million comes in at number two, and that's because it's spoken in Spain, Mexico, and most of South America.
Yeah.
English at 380 million. It's only third, but if I go back down, if I go down the list, that's only for native speakers. If you look at a total worldwide, the result is different, and English is number one.
But that's learned. English as a second language.
It's spoken by over 1.5 billion people, then Mandarin, Hindi, Spanish, Arabic, and French. Wow. But anyway, so yes. You weren't.
I was wrong.
But
I didn't hear that. You know what? I was just thinking like which, because it does seem like everywhere I've traveled, you can find someone who speaks English. Where if you were traveling here from somewhere else, it would be really hard for you to find someone who spoke your language.
Back to native speakers. So Chinese was number one, Spanish number two, English number three, Arabic, Hindi, Bengali, Portuguese, Russian, Japanese, and Landa.
Oh, I never heard of Landa.
It's spoken in India and Pakistan. I've never heard of it either, and that's why I said it.
Oh.
Also because they phonetically spelled it for me so I could say it right.
That's
nice felt really good. By the way, in Canada, they have now changed a coffee shop in Canada has changed the Americano to the Canadiano.
I am not psyched about our relationship with Canada right now. Canada is awesome. It's a great effing place. I you know what, Canada? I'm sorry. Eh? I love you. The end.
Canada.
I love Canada.
Never been.
Oh.
Really? Wow.
It's amazing.
You love it.
I love it. I've been camping up there a million times. I've never been to the West Coast Canada stuff. I would love to do Vancouver and stuff, but I've spent a ton of time in Canada. My grandfather was the ambassador to Canada for the U.S. in Ottawa. And so I as a child, I would go up to Ottawa all the time. And I love Canada and I love Canadians and I love hockey. And I'm really pissed off about how mad everyone was and everyone else within 9 seconds of that game starting the other night. They're fist fighting on the ice. It was unbelievable.
Well, that's hockey.
That was Canada, U.S. booing during our anthem. It honestly, I am sorry, Canada. This too shall pass. I love you. I know I'm just one little person down here in the U.S., but I just love you and I'm so, so sorry.
What do we do?
Okay. Don't look at me like that.
I just went to the text machine and someone said, Vinny, do the Social Security story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
It's super not sexy. It's very uncool. And it's a lot of stuff that, this is from an article I found in Investopedia. So if you want to look it up.
Investopedia. All right.
What the 2025 Social Security age change means for your retirement planning. They keep pushing back the minimum retirement age. And it's because we're living longer.
Yes.
And so while you might say you could take your benefits at 62, why wouldn't I? What?
Get them to me.
And they have a term here for it. Let me find that. Full retirement age. The full retirement age is getting later. In fact, it's gone from 65 and it's pushed for anyone born 1960 or later.
Oh.
That's all of us, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's pushed to 67. That's the full retirement age.
That's when you get the full benefit.
That's when you can get your full retirement. So
damn.
It's, you know, we always throw around 65 because that's what it always was, but it's not that anymore.
No.
And so, and you do find yourself going, well, I am productive. I should still be productive and doing things, right? Like, what am I going to do if I just sit around and...
I don't know. Just get a big butt. Sit right on it. Retirement.
TV!
TV.
Oh, my God. There's so much TV. I'm going to have to retire so I can get to all the TV stuff.
You finally got that.
Anyway, look up Investopedia. Or you know what? Can I give this article to you and you can post it?
Why don't you send it over?
We'll post that. On where do we post this?
Facebook page.
Facebook. On the Sarah Facebook and Vinny Facebook page. Jesus Christ. All right. It's time to play.
What?
Dead or Alive.
What?
All right, guys. I'm going to give you a name. You tell me if they're dead or alive. Vinny, you got to go first on this one. Edward James Olmos.
He's alive.
Alive.
He is alive. That's good, you guys. He's 78 years old. He was so good. He was Commander Adama on Battlestar Galactica, the newer one. I love him on that. How about the guy who did If You Like Pina Coladas?
Christopher Cross?
No, it's Rupert Holmes. Rupert Holmes is his name. Dead or alive? Rupert Holmes. Maddie, you're first.
I'm going to say Rupert's alive.
Me too.
He is alive. He is also 78 years old. How about the mayor from Spin City, Barry Bostwick? He was also, you might remember him from as Brad. He's Brad in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Barry Bostwick. Dead or alive, Matt. No.
Oh, it's me?
Yeah, Matt is
all dead.
Oh, actually, you were supposed to go second.
Dead.
He's alive. Sorry, guys. He's 80 years old. Fudge it is. Abe Vigoda. Vinny.
You know,
Abe Vigoda. This
I
is
just rewatched Good
Fish
Burger, and he's
Miller.
In it. And is the although he has looked ancient since the 70s, I'm gonna say Abe Vigoda is alive.
Dead.
He is dead.
Dang it.
He died in 2016.
He did?
Yeah. And how about Junie? Junior Soprano, Tony's uncle on The Sopranos, Dominic Chianese. Or Chianese, maybe. Dead or alive? Let's make Maddie go first on this one. Dominic Chianese.
I think Uncle June. Yeah.
You think he's dead? All right.
Alive!
He is alive. Yes! It was a tie. Dominic is 94 years old.
You got a tiebreaker?
Sure. Let's see. I'll find a good one here.
Oh, look at the people just joining us. Maddie's back. Yeah. He had surgery and made it in.
Hey.
650, how's Maddie after surgery? He's good.
Thank you.
Let's see here. How about what year did Kurt Cobain marry Courtney Love? What year did that? When did that happen, you guys?
Is it Vinny?
Sure. It's Vinny.
Wait, why ask not? The question again?
What year did Kurt Cobain marry Courtney Love?
Did we just switch from dead or alive to something else?
Yeah, I didn't have any more dead or alive. I got to just do a tiebreaker.
What year did
Kurt Cobain?
Hold on. I got this. 95.
I was going to say 95 too, so I'll go 94, I guess.
92 is the correct answer. 92 is the answer, and Maddie is on the show.
Holy, I deserve
if he
it.
He was even alive in 95.
No, I think he died in 94, didn't he?
I don't know.
They burned so hot so fast.
It's been a rough week. I deserve this.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Happy Monday, everybody. Goodbye. Yeehaw. Make sure you listen to Jane's show. Actually, keep it here on Alice all day and listen on the Odyssey app because we have Disney. If you listen for an hour a day, you actually get an entry to win this Disney Destiny cruise. And then Jane has got four more chances for you to win Disneyland tickets. It's amazing. It's all Disney all the time. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock, Scott Capurro joins us. Have a great day and we'll see you then.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.